Okay, let's get into Perek Chavav of Sefer Yirmiyahu, which happens to be the last Perek of the first half of the Sefer. There are 52 Prakim here in Yirmiyahu. Perek Chavav, we have reached the halfway point almost as we get through this Perek. And here we have a Nevuah where Yirmiyahu is talking and publicizing his Nevuah as he has done, but here is the first time we have in the Sefer that he is almost killed. There are a number of people that come and they want to kill Yirmiyahu. As we know, there are two other Nevi'im that have been killed in history, in Tanakh, as we will see, and Yirmiyahu is saved at the end by the skin of his teeth, but this is the Nevuah that, again, he says about the Beis HaMikdash. He always gives the chance, though. He keeps saying, do tshuva, but it fell on deaf ears, says the Perek, and Rashi points out that this Perek really took place before the previous Perek, but Rashi says, Parshazu Tachtona, Kad Malal Yona, Abrashanim, right? Ein Muktum Muuchar Benavi, Rashi basically is saying. Here we go. Bereshis Mamluchus Yehoyakim Ben Yoshiomach Yuda, in the beginning of the Malchus of Yehoyakim, the son of Yoshio was the great tzaddik, Yehoyakim was not. Haya hadavar azeh be'eis Hashem leimar, this was what Hashem said to me as follows. Bereshis, the word Bereshis is used four times in Sefer Yirmiyahu, all regarding these kings. Bereshis mamlechus Yehoyakim, Bereshis Yehoyakim, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin picks up on this. Besides the first word in the Torah, Bereshis, the only other times that word is used is here in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Bereshis mamlechus Yehoyakim, Bereshis mamlechus Tzidkiyahu. Ask the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel, v'chiyad Inna lohavi malchi, but Bereshis, the beginning, the Nevuah wasn't said dafka at the beginning of their reign, exactly at the beginning, right? So what's the emphasis of the word Bereshis that Gemara is bothered by? Ella bikesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu lachziras olam kulo l'tov avohu b'shvil Yehoyakim. What's Bereshis? Bereshis reminds us of tov avohu. Hashem wanted to make the world go back to tov avohu because of Yehoyakim. He wanted to destroy the world. Nistakel b'doro v'niskara daito, but he saw the door of Yehoyakim, which maybe still had vestiges of the Tzidkus based on his father, Yoshiyahu, and the Tshuva movement that took place in the days of Yoshiyahu. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a little Kirudas, Kaviyachol, and they did not destroy. Rashi there says, Kivish Nistakel b'doro shel Yehoyakim, Shehayu Tzadikim, Shadayin lo galu acheresh v'mazger, right? The great Tzadikim hadn't been nigla yet by Sancherev, so that's why Niskara Daito. And then the opposite, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachziras olam kulo tov avohu b'shvil doro shel Tzidkiyo. It also says, Bereshis b'mlecha Tzidkiyo. We'll have that in two prakim, in Perach Avches. So Hashem wanted to get it back to tov avohu because of the door of Tzidkiyo. They were all Rishoyim, right? Because they were, all the Tzadikim had already gone into Galus. Nistakel b'Tzidkiyo, he saw Tzidkiyahu v'Niskara Daito. And his das was Niskara. Tzidkiyo is one of those enigmatic figures. The Gemara continues. It says, Vayas Hara, but he was positive, so he was, then he wanted to rebel, then he rebelled against Bavel. Either way, but the Gemara says the word Bereshis there is not a positive Bereshis. Originally, that's the creation of the world, but all these other Bereshios, it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to send the world back to Tov Avohu, and he does it because of some of the other people involved in the generation. So says the Navi, Komar Hashem. Amod b'chatzar Beit Hashem. Hashem says, go stand in the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to talk about the Beis HaMikdash, so I want you to stand there. V'dibarta al kol arei Yehuda haboim l'shtachavos Beit Hashem. Talk about all the people that come to bow down in Beit Hashem. Right, they come to bow down. We've discussed this a number of times. They're still giving karbanos, but they think that, you know, karbanos is all you need to do, and you don't have to, your life doesn't have to reflect your karbanos. So Yirmiyahu says to all of them, you have your sheep, you have your oxen, you have all of your animals, but listen to this. It's called Advar Mesher Tzivisichol Daber Alehem. Al Tigra Davar. Hashem says, don't leave out a word. Al Tigra Davar. That's interesting. Would he have left out a word? The Rinas Yitzchak has the suffix, right? We know there's a concept in the Gemara Mishnah Sanhedrin of Navi Shekovish Nevuaso. A Navi who does not give over his Nevuah, Sanhedrin Daf Peites, is Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. What happens if a Navi only gives over part of his Nevuah? Was that also an Isser of Navi Shekovish Nevuaso? So maybe he says, from the fact that Hashem had to warn him to not leave over anything, so maybe that's Mashba, that it wouldn't have been Bechlal, it wouldn't have been Aser, and that's why Hashem had to say it. That's a little tzarachi, and the pashas is that because it's scary. He's putting himself out, and people are going to want to kill him. Hashem says, Al Tigra, don't worry, you have divine protection. As we've noted, right? He was in danger, but if Hashem tells you to do it, so then you have to listen. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this concept. I want to say it's a mitzvah. He discusses this on the mitzvah Tav Kuf Tes Zayin, the mitzvah to listen to every Navi b'chol dar vador. There is no separate pasuk in the Torah that has an isser of a Navi, that a Navi is not allowed to be kovish nevuaso. Right? The Minchas Chinuch discusses that in Oz Dalet in Tav Kuf Tes Zayin, where he discusses Yonah. Big discussion in the Achronim. How did Yonah? Yonah was one of the Treyasar. How did Yonah not say over the Nevuah right away? So a different pshat given. The Malbim has a pshat. The Minchas Chinuch has a pshat. Maybe there's a concept of a Navi Shekavish Nevuah, so it's Chayim Misa. But who says it's Aser? Who says it's Aser? Maybe it's just a result. The Efshar suggests the Minchas Chinuch, and a huge chiddush, Shem Rotzeh La'avaru L'Kabel Ha'onesh, Shaper Dami, Ve'ena Osen Neged Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alkein Ezira HaTorah L'Hodiya Shashem Yisbarach Yino Chafiz Bazeh. V'yafshar Shzeh Ayatam Yonah HaNavi, T'mvur B'Gemara T'chayekovish Nevoaso. That's the example given in the Gemara. V'chas V'chalila Shia Yonah HaNavi Over Aveira Neged Ratzon HaShem Yisbarach. That's the suggestion. But then he talks about, you know what, if you're supposed to say it right away, you have to say it right away. If not, then it's just a concept of his reason, Maktim Mitzvahs, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, he quotes, didn't say over the Parsha Saman right when he got it, and then he was Nanash, on Masei Me'antim. Either way, this is a little bit about Navi Shekovesh, but Hashem says to Yirmiyo here, don't leave out a word. Ulai Yishmu V'yashuvish V'dak Arro. Remember, the whole purpose of Yura Tochacha is that maybe they'll listen. Still, there's a chance. Let them listen. Let them do tshuva, and then I won't bring the roa. This is what you should say. If you don't listen to my Torah, right? Usually in the Torah, it starts off with a positive. Maybe here you just have to get straight to the point. If you don't listen, lishmoa al divrei avadai hanaviim, to listen to my prophets, Asher Anochi Sholeach Aleichem, I'm sending you messengers, V'hashkeim V'shaloach, V'lo Shematim, you haven't listened yet. You know what's going to happen? V'nasati Asabayis Hazeh, Kishilo. Whatever happened to Shiloh, that's what's going to happen here. Just like in Shiloh, right, we lost the Arun and Pashas of the Pasuk, Shiloh was knocked out and destroyed, so too here, V'es Ha'ir Hazos Etein L'Klala, and the whole city will be a klala. The Abarbanel notes, because in the times of Shiloh, the whole city wasn't destroyed. The Mishkan was removed. There was no more Aron, that the Plishtim took it, so there was no more Mishkan. So the Abarbanel says that's why he had to add here, it's going to be like Shiloh and the city, because that's even more. And the Abarbanel says beautifully, well, the whole purpose of a Beis HaMikdash is to have the center, the Aron and the Torah and the Kruvim, but if you're not living your life with that at the center, so no, it doesn't make sense to have that. That's really the whole purpose. That should be in the first parak. But that's what he says right here. Vayezemi shuris adin, not to have a mikdash. Kikivan she'ein ba'aron rak shnei luchos abris. V'sei for Torah, she'ein munach betzido. V'heim laha yurotzim aleches medarki ha-Torah. So ma'alohem im ba'aron ma'luchos. V'ha-Torah, what do you need a mikdash for? With this at the center. It's not the center of your spiritual life, so it shouldn't be at the center of your physical life. Ra'ui shi'is talku mehem. Umepnei shalo nechrav ir shilo. Kishinilkach ha'aron lechein. Hutzrach lomar kan. Ve'esa ir azos atein l'chala. Right, says the Baranel Pashat. That's why that detail is added on. Good. The other issue here is Shiloh, right? It sounds like Pashas that Shiloh was destroyed. So we've mentioned over these prakim that doesn't say anywhere in the psukim that Shiloh was destroyed. We stopped using Shiloh after 369 years. The Aron was taken. But the Achronim discuss whether Shiloh was destroyed. There is a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer in Yeredeya in Siman Reish Samach Dalad where he seems to say that Shiloh was not destroyed because he brings a raya that the Kedusha of something relates to its status. And once the Kedusha leaves, then there's no more holiness. And therefore, just like the Mikdash, once the Mikdash, the Yerushalmi, I think, says that the Mashal was given when Titus comes in, right? You broke a broken kli. It's already broken. Nothing's there anymore. Says the Chasam Sofer, Reish Samach Dalet, Kivan Shabo Pritzim, Babais Rishon, Nischal Elu, Mutter Lanatza. There wouldn't be an Isser of breaking the Mikdash once it was already Nischal and Hashem left. Vechein Nirali Bechom Ashilo, Shalom Atzinu Shenichnusu Plishtim Klau, Vinatzuhu. You don't see anywhere that the Plishtim went in and attacked Shiloh, Elishinish Baharon, right? We sent the Aron out. They just took it. Umina Tatz Chomosa, Right, who said that? El Alkarchach, Mikivan Shabo, Ba Plishtim, Nischalel, Vahuter Lakol Lenatso. Had they take down Shiloh? Right? It's still a kedusha. The answer is, once there was no Aron, once there was no spirituality to it, so then there was no more kedusha and you could take it down. But it sounds like he's assuming that it was not destroyed. And maybe what he would have to read this pasuk is meaning just that Shiloh became not in use anymore, so this will not be in use. Even though there it was just not used, and here it would be destroyed. Either way, so what happens? So, or Yirmiyah says this. So, Vayishmuhu HaKohanim HaNeviim. The Kohanim, the Neviim, which obviously means the Neviyeh Sheker. There was no other Navi there on his side. V'chala'am es Yirmiyo. Midaber es Adam Dvar Me'elah Be'etz Hashem. So everybody hears him say this. Vayhi kechalos Yirmiyo. L'daber es kol asher tziv Hashem. L'daber al kolam. Where when he finishes, Vayishmuhu. So they grab him. HaKohanim, like the Gadol Ador, Yirmiyo, they grab him, right? There was, as we mentioned in the Hakdama to the Sefer, there was no other Navi that was as victimized and as scorned as Yirmiyahu. Vayispu also HaKohanim, HaNaviyim, V'chala'am, Leimar, Mos Tamus. Everybody says, he shall die. The Malbim says, not for all the same reasons. The Neviim fell, the Neviyeh Sheker, he's making it up. The Am wanted to kill him, says the Malbim, the Am must have believed him, but they just didn't want to listen to him. They didn't want to listen to his tochacha. They said, of course, what he's saying is true, but let's, we don't want to listen, says the Malbim. Tchilish tatfu gam ha'am im ha'koanim lahamiso. V'lo bavar shechashvu shunavi sheker v'shebada ha'nevuah milibo. No, they weren't so dumb. Ki be'emes ha'minu shashem shlacho. V'yepkein ein lo mishpah maves. Rak sheratzu lahamiso shelo apidin. They couldn't bear to listen to the tochacha. Listening to tochacha is very hard, right? Having somebody tell me that my life is wrong, it's hard. It's hard at an individual level. It's hard, right? We mentioned in the past the smak. The smak counts as separate mitzvahs asay to listen and accept tochacha. That's amazing. Number 9, right? Mitzvah tests in the smak. The Rambam, it's pointed out that the Rambam and the Smag do not count this mitzvah, not as an asay, not as a los asay. The Rambam has the mitzvah of tochacha, but he doesn't have the mitzvah of accepting tochacha. The Smag, lamul arla slave. Right, I think we mentioned this already in the Sefer. To circumcise the foreskin of our heart. Shene'emar u'maltem es arlas levavchem. Shene'emar le'ahov es atochachos. V'le'ahov mishe yochichenu. Both the content and the giver. V'gam shlomo ha'melech alav ha'shalom chasa b'sifro. L'chacha mochach v'ye'aveka. Right, we mentioned in the Parsha Shir a couple weeks ago. When you give tochacha, it has to be out of love. V'mitzvah zu yesh lav. Shene'emar v'arpachem lo tikshu ot. Right, we have to love tochacha and want tochacha and appreciate tochacha. And the Am, says the Malbim, did not want to do that, even though they believed him. They just didn't want to hear it. Maduani Baisa Mashem Hashem Lemar. Why are you saying this? Kishilo Yebaisa Zemir Azos. Techra Main Yoshev. That seems to really have bothered them. Right? The Dimyon to Shiloh. They must have all known of Shiloh, and he's gonna say the same thing is gonna happen. And everybody's thinking, come on, this is a Beis HaMikdash. The Shiloh, that was a Mishkan, that was temporary. They were very upset about it. The Plishtim took the Aron. They remember the story very well. But, say the people, come on, don't compare this to Shiloh. And it was like a mob. A mob was surrounding Yirmiyahu. They were going to kill him. Yirmiyahu knew this. Knew that it was going to be dangerous. Right? So usually there's a halacha about nichnas l'safek sakana to save yourself from vade sakana. What about nichnas l'vade sakana? If somebody doesn't know how to swim, he's not allowed to go into the water to save somebody who's drowning because he's just going to die himself. Right? It's not just that he doesn't have to, he's not allowed to. Here, it's vadai and Yirmiyahu went. The answer is because Hashem told him to. If Hashem gives you a tzivui mefurash, then there's no choice. No matter what Hashem says, something Hashem says something. So here he went, even though it was vade dangerous. But Hashem was going to protect him. Vayishmu, so what happened? The Kohen, the Neviim, and the Mikdash were going to kill him. And what happens? Who saves the day here? Vayishmu, Sarei Yehuda. The Sarim of the king of Yehuda. Esadrama Eile, Vayalum, Beis HaMelech, Beis HaShem. They hear what's going on. They hear the mob, and they go out from the Beis HaMelech, right? They go out from Yehoyakim, Yehoyakim's palace, and they go, Vayishu b'vesach shara Hashem b'chadash, Vayom rakonim ha'nevim al-sarim. So the Kohen and the Nevim say to the Sarim who just came, Ve'al kol ha'am le'mar, Mishpan Mavis l'shazeh. That is, it's a Mishpan Mavis. Interesting, you see the Am might have switched sides here, because the Am is now with the Sarim. They weren't as convinced that he's chayef. Ki ni ba'lir azos kasher shemata baznechem. Vayom Yirmiyahu kol ha'sarim, the Yirmiyahu says to the Sarim who just came, Ve'al kol ha'am le'mar, Hashem shalachani, Lehi nave l'abayis ha'zevel erazot, Hashem told me, I'm not making it up. It's called Rabbi Sher Shematem. Vata hitivu darkechem umalechem. Do better. Vishimu bekal Hashem alokechem. V'yinachem Hashem al harash. Hashem will change his mind. V'yani hineni biyadchem. And with me, you can do whatever you want. I'm not scared. Asu li katov v'chayashar beinechem. Do whatever you want. Ach yadua teidu, but just know. Ki im emisim atem osi. If you kill me, ki dam naki atem nosim alechem. It's innocent blood. It's on your hands. Ve'le'ir azos ve'el yoshveha. Ki be'emes shulachani Hashem aleichem. Hashem sent it be'emes. L'daber ba'aznechem es kol d'rameila. Hashem sent me in truth to tell you all of these things. And if you kill me, so then, you know, you're just going to have that avera also on top. Interesting, so it was pointed out that here, the sarim of Yehoyakim, they were defending. They were on the side of Yirmiyo, even though Yehoyakim himself was a rasha. While in a couple of prakim, we're going to learn in Perek Lamed Ches, about 11 prakim, the Sarim of Tzidkio, a couple of kings later, wanted to kill Yirmiyo. And Tzidkio was the one that tried to save him, even though he ultimately wasn't so powerful. But Yomar Sarim v'chala'am el ha'konim el anviyim. The Sarim say, Ey, lejazim shem mavet, stop it! He's not Chayim Misa. Right, this was a minority, but they were loud. Ki v'shem Hashem alokeinu diberi lenu. He's talking to the name of Hashem. V'yakumu anashem yizikne ya'aretz. V'yomer al kol kalam le'mar. So everybody gets up. The zikanim get up and say to the Am, listen, he's not Chayiv. Micha ha'morashti. Hayadiba b'meitze chizkiya b'achyuda. Remember years ago, the Navi Micha, Treasar, the Navi Micha testified and prophesied years ago. And they said, in the days of Sancherev, when Sancherev was surrounding Yerushalayim, and it looked gloomy, what does he say? Right, it's fascinating. Here, you have Navi quoting earlier Navi. Here, Yirmiyo, Perek Chavav, is quoting Micha, Perek Gimel. So said, Tzion, Basadeh, says the Navi, let me just find it, the last pasuk in Perek Gimel, L'chein biglalchem tzion sadeh techaresh v'yushalayim ayin tiyev ahar abayis l'bamos yar. So Micha already said that years ago. And here, there's a kingdom saying to the Am, listen, that's what Micha said, iyim tiyev, and v'arabayis l'bamos yar, and what they do? Hehames hemisu chizkiyom af Yehuda v'chol Yehuda. Did they kill him? Did they kill Micha for saying such things? No. They took it as tochacha. They took it as a message. Halo yareas Hashem. V'yachalos b'nei Hashem, and they davened. V'yinochim Hashem al ha'ra asher dibur aleihem. And Hashem had rachmanus. Right? Meaning, Sancherev was killed. Right? The days of Sancherev, and all his 185,000 soldiers were not successful. V'yanachno simra gadol anav shoseinu. What are we doing? We're not listening. And we're saying we're going to kill him? What are we doing? V'gam... And now Rashi points out, Pasuk Chaf, there's been a new speaker now. That was the Tzadikim, and now, Misha Amar Zeh Lo Amar Zeh, now we get to the Rishoim. The Rishoim say back, wait a minute, but we know of another example. Fine, Micha they didn't kill, I'll give you another example where they did kill him. The Gamo Ish Haya Misnabe B'Shem Hashem, Uriah Ben Shmayo, Mi Kiryas Haya Arim, Uriah, that come from Kiryas Arim. And what did they do? What did we do to Uriah, who is in the time of Yehoyakim, right, the king right now? They heard his words, and what did he do? They killed him. Uriah ran away. Right, he ran to Mitzrayim, and they extradited him. Et El Natan Ben Achbor, the evil. They killed Uriah. They threw his body. They didn't even bury him. Unbelievable. The Das Sofer points out one of the lowest points in Jewish history. They killed one of the Nevi'im. Here, and where's the other example? Right, we talked about it in Sefer Malachim, but it's not written there explicitly. Right, that's in Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim, Perachav Dalid, where we have the Navi Zechariah. Zechariah, the Navi, and a Kohen Gadol, Sav Yehoyada. Right, who saved Yoash, right? He was the last remnant, right? After all the rest of Malchus Beit Avos was killed, he lived in the Kodesh Kadashim for 6 years until they came out. And what happens? Ruach Elokim lafshoat Zechariah ben Yoyada. And he came out and he told everybody, Lamatem over mitzvah Hashem, v'los hatzlichu, v'yikshu Allah v'yirkemuhu even, b'mitzvah Hamelech, they killed him, b'mitzvah Hamelech, v'los zachar Yoash Hamelech, and Yoash killed the man who was the son of the person who saved his life. Right, Yoash was 6 years old, the first 6 years, he was a baby, and they kept him alive. No, That's the two assassinations, and that's the blood. The Gemara in Gittin about the blood of Zechariah was bubbling until it was robbed and killed hundreds of thousands of Jews. That's Zechariah. So Zechariah was killed. Uriah was killed. So these people, these Nevi'im, were saying at the base of Migdash, let's kill Yirmiyahu, just like Yoyakim killed Uriah. And what happened? Ach, Yad Achikam, Ben Shavan, Isa, Yirmiyahu, Achikam. One of the friends, one of the good guys, so to speak, was there, the father of Gedaliah, Ben Achikam. Achikam was there, Levilti Tezo Sobiad Amlam Iso, he got Yirmiyahu out of there before the angry mob could kill. Interesting, who was this Uriah? So remember, we know Uriah. Many familiar with this Uriah from the last daf in Makos, right, where Rabbi Akiva gives them chizik. Remember the story? They're all crying. Rabbi Akiva's laughing. Why does he say? Why is he laughing? Says Rabbi Akiva, Ani mitzachi tichziv v'yaidu li'edim ne'amanim. We learned back in Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu says, I have two edim. Es Uriah hakohen v'Zachariah ben Yevarachayu. Ma'inyan Uriah etzel Zachariah. What's the connection between Uriah and Zachariah? Those are two quoted in the pasuk together. Uriah is in Mikdash Rishon, and Zechariah from the Trei Asar is in Mikdash Sheni. Ella says Rabbi Akiva, Tala Kasa Nevuaso Shel Zechariah, but Nevuaso Shel Uriah. They're connected. By Uriah it says Lochein Big Lalchem Tzion Sada Techaresh, and by Zechariah it says Od Yeshu Zakenim Zakenos Berachavot Yerushalayim. So once I saw that the Nevuah of Uriah took place, so now I know Be'ez Hashem the Nevuah of Zechariah is going to take place as well. Fine. The problem is, Tosfos asks, there's no pasuk by Uriah. This pasuk that the Gemara quoted is the pasuk that we read from Micha. So Micha said this pasuk of Tzion Basada, Tzion Sada Techaresh. So what's the Gemara talking about? That it was said by Uriah. Tosfos, Vakasha, Tabacho, Mikra, Lo Matinu, Pasuk Zeh, Midivoso Shel Uriah, Kiyam Midivoso Shel Micha. V'yesh Lomar says, Tosfos, it must be, it's relying on what it says right here in Yirmiyahu. And when it says in Perek Lamed Ches, it says that Yirmiyahu was misnabah on Peronus, and the people came against him. They said, oh, we don't agree. Right? Micha was misnabah on Peronus, and they didn't kill him, and Uriah was, and he killed him. Mashma, says Tosfos, she'uriah she'diber kimo Micha. Right? It must be that Uriah and Micha were talking about the same thing, because some people brought the raya that they didn't kill Micha, and some brought the raya that they did kill Uriah. So it must be, Uma Peron is Diber Micha, who Krazet, and this Pasuk is what Micha said, Vahavi Kamusha Diber Uriah. So that's how we understand. It must be that Uriah had the same content of his Nevuah, and that's what Rabbi Akiva was saying, even though there's no Pasuk in Chumash, but it must be Rabbi Akiva put these Psukim together to teach us about Uriah. Okay, so that's Perek Chavav. It starts off, again, with Bereishis. Bereishis Mamlechus Yehoyakim Ben Yoshiyahu, which is exactly how the next Pasuk starts, Perek starts off as well, as we continue. Again, Yirmiyahu trying. He got out with his life this time, but it was pretty close. Okay, we'll stop here.